It is time for another one of our classic car chats, and Eric Larson is joining us on this classic car chat from Norris Springs. His vehicle on display at the Titanca Fireman's Car Show. That's how we kind of got together with Eric here. So, Eric, welcome to the classic car chat.
Thank you.
And again, our classic car chat being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. They're our sponsor this season again, and we thank them for being on board with that. Let's find out what Eric has for us here today. Tell us about your car, what it is.
It's a 1971 Dodge Demon, powered by a 360 small block and a 904 automatic.
You're definitely a Mopar person.
Yep.
And the Dodge Demon was unique car in the sense that I think the Plymouth Duster probably had a little more popularity. The Demon, I think, was maybe a little more unique, but they were built on the same platform.
Pretty much the same. One was just built by Dodge, and the other one was by Plymouth. A little bit of trim package here and there different, but other than that, everybody always thinks it's a Duster, but until they go around and look at the trunk pan and it says Demon on it, of course. So
yes, and I always thought the Demon decals were kind of cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, they quit making them in 72, and they discontinued the Demon because Dodge was afraid that it was going to offend people because of it's a Demon.
The image, I guess you would say.
So then they called it some kind of a dart.
Yep, they kind of came along with the dart. Now, let's talk about this. How did you acquire the Dodge Demon? And like I say, they're a cool-looking vehicle. How'd you acquire that?
A friend of mine had it. He bought it back in 2006, I think it was. And when he brought it home, I immediately wanted it. So a couple of years ago, he decided that he was done with it, and I bought it from him. It's been sitting for 11 years, and this is its second car show.
What did it take to get it going after sitting for 11 years? Because usually, when they sit, you usually have to do some things to them to get them back in driving condition again.
Well, the engine was hurt. It had all the push rods were bent, and it had zero compression. So I went through the engine. One of my best friends cut and buffed it, and we ceramic coated it, and just a really good cleaning inside. And I guess I did a Wilwood disc brake conversion up front. That's about it.
All right. Yeah, well, that's not too bad to get it back on the road after sitting for that many years. Tell us about the color on this. I love the color of this vehicle.
Well, it's not the original color, but it was painted. It's called Green Go. Dodge called it Green Go. Plymouth called it Sassy Grass Green. Originally, it was an olive, kind of like an olive green color, which I think they did it a favor by changing it back to Sassy Grass or Green Go, I guess.
Right, and the Green Go is a traditional Chrysler color. Yep. Of their muscle cars and that type of thing. The Green Go was very popular on those.
Yep, very popular.
So, really, really nice car. Again, it's a 1971 Dodge Demon. You don't see a lot of those out, and that's why it kind of caught my eye today here at the show, and we wanted to feature it here on our classic car chat. You have any other plans for the car or anything like that?
Just put some miles on it.
All right, just enjoy it. And it is a car to enjoy, absolutely. Again, the Green Go, 1971 Dodge Demon, owned by Eric Larson from Norris Springs, on our classic car chat today, brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.